Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Well, there's always things going on in Ellsworth, and that's why we do City Scene. And Charlie Pierce, our city manager, is here. We have a new guest in the studio that we'll meet shortly. But what are the latest things happening right now in Ellsworth?
Oh, Paul, it's been a great summer. I feel like the team is really hitting their stride. Been here about a year and a half now, and I feel like the foundation's under us. The team is built, and we're really starting to execute on some huge things. And we're also trying to really align staff and community and our boards and commission sort of priorities with council priorities, and how do we get better at doing those types of things. So we just added a new standing council workshop. It's going to be the first Monday of every month, although except in September, it'll be Tuesday because Monday is Labor Day, where we can really sort of, in the workshop stage, start to let the community, it'll be public, it'll be on our YouTube channel, not just like the month to month, this is the up or down, yes or no vote, but what do we do for outlook? What are the big strategy items that are coming up? How do we get more buy-in from the council, from the community, or to say, hey, this isn't one of our priorities, we don't want to move forward with this. So we're looking at some big strategy items. A big focus is the Moore Community Center and renegotiating the lease with the YMCA. We have recreational cannabis ordinance, which was voted on last fall. We're going to be implementing that soon. Some ordinance changes to our sort of business regulations to really kind of streamline those processes so we can encourage new business growth, new residential growth. It's kind of the lifeblood of rural communities, is more a broader tax base. Also some big capital improvement planning. We have a new track for the school that we need to figure out how to finance and do some project planning for. We have a whole new project management team structure internally that's kind of keeping track of these things, cool. You know, week-to-week meetings, making sure that deadlines and deliverables are met, and that's super exciting. And if you want to join us in this effort and, you know, help accomplish some great things here in Ellsworth, there's three city council seats that are open this fall, and we'd love to have as many people running as possible. It's a great position, and I've really enjoyed this entire council. They're really mission-driven, amazing, different perspectives in the community. But so drop by City Hall, grab a nomination paper, and the petitions are due back by September 8th of this by 5:30 p.m. So,
all right, great. And in a few minutes, we'll let you introduce one of the newest members of the city.
Great, thanks, Paul.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
City Manager Charlie Pierce is here, and we've got a new member of the city staff, and I'll let you introduce him.
Thank you so much, Paul. You know, a mentor of mine once told me that really the only way you can accomplish great things is with great people. And, you know, we were super excited to announce Ellsworth's first Parks and Rec director, Roddy Erlenbach. He's joining us from Sugarloaf, and in some ways this is a return home. As Ellsworth High School grad, I've been joking to folks lately that, you know, I keep trying to introduce Roddy to people that he needs to meet around here, and he's like, yeah, you know, we went to high school together, or yeah, they were the parent, the mom of my second grade best friend.
So. There's no stranger here.
No, and it was our most competitive application pool that we've, you know, really ever had. You know, I think every candidate mentioned that, you know, they were shocked that we didn't have a Parks and Rec director because we have 26 recreational assets. And,
wow.
So he's got a big job ahead of him, but we couldn't be happier with him joining the team. And 6 days in, you know, I've just been so impressed with Roddy, and he's just mission driven, cares about this community, and another great person to add to the team.
All right. Well, welcome aboard. So he's about a week. How's it been going so far?
Well, Charlie said early on, and I've kind of used his phrase, it's like drinking from a fire hose. Lots of definitely hitting the ground running, a lot to adapt to and to pick up and learn, but making some great connections, not just with city staffers, but also a lot of the local agencies and community organizations that have been kind of filling the void for Parks and Rec for a long time. Heart of Ellsworth, Chamber of Commerce, Rotary, the YMCA, all those groups that have been doing a lot to support initiatives through the city.
And quickly, I know we don't have a lot of time, but some people may think, okay, recs, department, children, summer rec, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah, definitely Ellsworth has a ton of potential in the outdoor recreation field. You know, it's one of the largest economic drivers in the state of Maine, and nationally, for that matter. There's just so many undeveloped opportunities throughout the city with Branch Lake Public Forest and, you know, the Knowlton Park, and just all kinds of stuff. And we've got our eyes on a couple of other projects, but those are very much in their infancy, and I don't really want to ruin that surprise yet.
All right. Well, we'll have you back many times as you continue to grow your position and take on all of these new projects. So welcome aboard again.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And that's City Scene on Star 97.7.